All right, here we go. It's time for Event News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.
Top of the stack this week has to be COVID hitting the Rolling Stones 60 tour. Mick Jagger testing positive. Thank God he is so fit, healthy, and full of vim and vigor.
And he is vaccinated and boosted, so his symptoms have been mild, which is a bonus. He actually wrote a nice little thank you. Thank you all so much for your well wishes and messages the last few days. I'm feeling much better and can't wait to get back on the stage next week. The Amsterdam date has been rescheduled for July 7, and we'll have news of the new burn date ASAP. See you soon, Mick. And that is totally true to Mick form. Mick will perform until the day he passes away. He loves being on stage. Hey, Ray, do you think the other shoe will drop?
The old Pearl Jam COVID situation, because everybody's around each other, you know, that's how the Pearl Jam guys had multiple tests for the COVID. I don't think so, because they all have separate dressing rooms. Maybe that's just enough separation to have kept them clear. You know what I mean?
That is true. And I don't think they spend a lot of time in close contact outside of the venue as well anymore. So
wouldn't it be funny if their separation on the road, which always seemed odd to the fans, turns out to be the thing that helps to keep them COVID safe. Marcus, I had the shit scared out of me when I saw the following headline: Ozzy Osbourne to undergo major surgery that will, quote, determine the rest of his life. When you read something like that, before you look at another word, your heart stops for a second. To me, he's like a buddy. Just Ozzy Osbourne.
Think about it this way. He's a little older. He's gone through a lot in the last two decades as far as health goes. So pretty much any time he goes under the knife at this point, it's a big deal, because they don't know how his body's going to react to the anesthesia and moving forward from there. And I know from my experiences, surgery can be a major trauma on your body, and it takes a while to heal, so it depends on how well his body reacts at his age.
His spinal problems date back to that quad accident he had a few years back, and we were all happy to see that he came through the surgery and, quote, is doing well and on the road to recovery, according to who knows everything about the man, Ozzy Osbourne. After the initial announcement that there would be two shows in tribute to the Foo Fighters' Taylor Hawkins, here with the 411 on what's going on at the London show, September 3rd at Wembley Stadium, Marcus Goldman.
Yeah, the lineup for the London show, Ray, is ridiculous. You have two-thirds of Rush, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, Stuart Copeland, Liam Gallagher.
Wow.
Chrissy Hynde, Josh
Homme.
That's
crazy.
I know. Omar Hakim, Roger Taylor, Supergrass.
Brian May.
Yes. Wolfgang Van Halen, Chevy Metal's going to be doing an appearance. And then, of course, you have Dave Chappelle popping up on stage in London as well.
What?
I know. It's going to be super fun.
Meanwhile, there's plans for a show in Los Angeles on September 27th at the Forum. Is that right?
That is correct, and that lineup's got some impressive people, I know.
Who we got?
A lot of the people in the London show, including two-thirds of Rush, who are going to fly to the other side of the pond, their side of the pond, and perform in L.A. You also have Chevy Metal going to be making an appearance again. Alanis Morissette is going to be showing up. And then they have a bunch more that they're going to be announcing. I'm hoping that the guys from Cheap Trick show up as well, because he had a wonderful relationship with Rick Nielsen. So we will see who shows up. Oh, Wolfgang Van Halen. Halen will be at the LA show as well. So two incredible lineups.
I guess the question I have is probably in a lot of people's minds, how are all these diverse and varied talents going to work together to create this show on both sides? Tickets on sale as of June 17th. This week we re-released our Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars episode, 50 Years of Ziggy, man.
That album is so monumental, with songs like Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, Suffragette City, Moon Age Daydream, Starman. So beautiful a record. It goes all over the place, and to this day still gives me goosebumps in spaces when I hear it. It's just an unbelievable album. And we had a lot of fun recording this episode because there's so much to talk about when it comes to Bowie and Ziggy. A ton to talk about.
When we were getting ready to put the episode out, we teased something we talked about in it, the source of Ziggy. And it was kind of neat when whoever monitors the David Bowie account gave the answer when we asked, do you know who this guy is? It says David Bowie says, Vince Taylor. I almost paused.
That's fantastic.
I really did. Monday, we're getting into the pink.
It's Pink Floyd, from the gates to Adam Hart, mother. With the comma, because that's about where we're going to stop our look into Pink Floyd, the first phase of the moon, so to speak, as we explore the music and the roots of one of the greatest bands of all time, this week on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. Get it wherever you get your podcasts on Monday.
From the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll News Network, for Bent News, I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.